Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Morning, Meridian, and welcome to Grind, Grace, and Growth here on Supertalk 103.3 FM. Each day we wake up to start the daily grind, and we try to do everything with grace with the goals of growth. And this show is brought to you guys by Visit Meridian and by Cornerstone Caregiving. We have a great show today. You know, my show is kind of the fun show that we talk about all the fun things going on in Meridian. And we also talk about some other things that are more health related, like Alzheimer's. And if there's anything you want us to talk about or get me an expert on, or get an expert on to talk about on the show, I want to know. We're always looking for content ideas. We're always listening for things that our community wants to talk about. And with me today, I have Mr. Jeremy Solly with the Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience, and I have Terrence Davis, Mr. Terrence Davis, the Mr. Terrence
watch
Davis.
Watch it.
With the City of Meridian. And so we have a great show for you guys today, but these guys are doing a lot of moving and shaking in the community. Terrence, you just recently had the Juneteenth celebration.
Yes, ma'am. Last weekend, it was awesome. Thursday through Sunday, we had to combat with the rain a little bit, but it didn't stop anything from happening. We started the Thursday night at the Temple Theater with our gospel celebration and Trailblazer honorees, and the attendance there was just wonderful. And from there to, we went to the Max, and we had the Jeremy and company, the team there, to help us with the Black Business Expo, and it was awesome. And we love teaming up with our community partners such as the Max, and they make everything really, really easy for us to continue what we're doing. And that community partnership works. I want everybody to know it works, and it helps everything that we're doing. Absolutely. As a community. You know, so again, thanks, Penny, and thank the team over there. Jeremy, thank you guys for helping us with the Black Business Expo. And like you were saying, the pickleball tournament did happen on Saturday.
Well, I didn't know. Listen, I just assumed it was flooding.
No. We actually, it could have rained around town, but on the courts where we were, it did not rain until that Saturday around, I want to say it was like about 1 o'clock that the rain did come down, and we did get a couple matches in, but at the same time we had to cancel the remaining matches, as well as we had to cancel Kids Zone because the rain poured, and we had to cancel the concert on City Hall lawn and move it in the inside of the temple because of how much rain poured down on the lawn and the rain that was standing on the grounds, and we could not bring anybody out to the lawn and have them standing in the water. Right. For the concert, so we moved it inside, and we were unable to do the Brian Cole Best of the Best baseball tournament on Sunday because, again, the grounds of Magnolia had, of course, rained out as well. But we did have an opportunity to reschedule, and we had that this past Saturday. And oh my God, it was awesome. It was awesome. So the Juneteenth 2026 is in the books. It's in the books, and we're so happy about the community coming out, having a good time with the event. And the numbers, though, we were combating the rain, the numbers were still good. So we were really proud about the community having something to do, having something to celebrate as a community, and moving forth to what we have coming with the 4th of July.
Well, I just, you know, I always celebrate diversity, and that is something, you know, I grew up on a military base. I don't know if you know that. So when you grow up in Air Force community, you are enthralled. You're like, and we lived in Turkey when I was a kid, you know, so we're overseas in a foreign culture, you know, and we're on this base with also so many different cultures on Air Force Base. So growing up, I would definitely say that I grew up in a multicultural type of environment where, you know, you have a whole mix of great people living on base together and being neighbors. And we're all there for one great purpose, and that's to serve our country and their children and everything like that. So when, you know, when I think of diversity, that's all I think about is like my childhood is when growing up. I mean, it was wonderful,
yeah.
You know, and so I just think that that's so important that we are celebrating diversity and that we are educating ourselves about it and about history so we don't repeat ourselves. And so that is one thing that's really important to me is that, you know, let's move forward. Let's That's have right. growth and let's move in the right direction of where we want our country and our city to go. And I'm so excited to hear about the Black Business Expo because we, I mean, there's so many wonderful Black owned businesses yes. or African American owned yes. businesses yes. that bring so much to our city and so much economic development.
Exactly. And I did not know this year, you guys. Last year, we had 25 that were in attendance with the Black Business Expo. Well, this year, we went up to 30. And what was really promising about it is we did not have as many repeat businesses. We had new businesses that I didn't even know about. And as far as Atlanta, Georgia, who actually came to be a part of our Black Business Expo. And I was really excited about Greenwood Clothing that actually traveled from Atlanta, Georgia to come to Meridian to set up his booth. He's a custom designer. And like he told me, he had like 20 new customers now just for coming into Mississippi and doing the Black Business Expo. So things like that, allowing the community to know that those businesses exist and becoming new customers too, that helps the that underlining of small businesses
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. And with the EMBDC also, I know that Helen Sims is working so hard to grow the amount of businesses that join mm-hmm. the EMBDC. I think last year she had over 50 new businesses.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Not sure how many she's had joined this year. I think she's trending to maybe over 60, mm-hmm. but just think 50 new businesses last year, mm-hmm. possibly 60 new businesses this year.
Yeah.
I mean, as a whole, Meridian is growing and it takes all hands on deck to make that happen.
Absolutely.
So, but I'm so excited. Juneteenth was a success.
And then so am I. So am I. But because you guys, we started back in March. We started back in March with the city events and the partnerships that we do. And our entire spring and summer is filled with something in Meridian. You and I talk about this all the time. You cannot come into Meridian and say there's nothing to do. You choose not to do or choose not to be a part, but there's always something going on in our city to accommodate all families, youth, to accommodate all, you know, not just our museums, but the different things we have with block parties, our full moon on 5th, things happening on City Hall Lawn, Sip and Savor, Bud and Boiling, Bud and Burger. There's always something going on in Meridian that the momentum is always pushing upwards because we're keeping the community engaged.
You must be really tired, Terrence.
I am, but I'm going to take a really, really good break after the 4th of July. I promise you I am.
Because, I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, and I'm one of those people, I have to space out my events, you
sure,
know?
Sure.
Of course, I've overbooked myself in October, and we'll talk about those maybe a little bit later if we have a chance. But, you know, it's one of those things that it's exciting to know that you are a part of these bigger things that are happening and that, you know, part of your brain power has helped this come to fruition.
And it takes a lot, but it takes a team. And what I am doing, I cannot do by myself. There's a team of people that's behind me that help me. Listen, the city council, the mayor, my department head, Mr. Terrell Thompson. These are people who see the vision. We sit down and talk about what we're going to do for the year. And then, bam, I have the support behind me to get it done. So it takes everybody to come together to make it happen.
I agree. And you have something big going on this weekend. And I know that Visit Meridian is so excited about what you guys have collaborated to do. And collaboration, that is something that we're seeing a lot of in the city of Meridian. And so who wants to kick me off? Do we have anything starting Wednesday?
Let's go, Jeremy.
So we don't have anything Wednesday. I will say, just to piggyback off last weekend, you know, we collaborate with the city at the Black Business Expo at the Max. We actually opened up a new exhibition last week. We realized
and that
it's with John Jennings.
It's with a Black artist.
With a Black artist. He's from Florida, Mississippi. He now lives in California. He's a Marvel comics artist.
I know.
Creative superhero. A Mississippi artist. Ended up working with Marvel. We were so excited to share his story.
Wow.
We realized a couple of months ago that the date that we had planned for a preview was the same day that we had the Black Business Expo at the Max.
That's like a God thing,
exactly.
I think.
It just works.
And I see that God is working in my life. So, but God make that was a God thing, I think, you know?
We had that initial red flag of like, oh no, do we have a conflict? And then it's like, no, this is an opportunity. And we have the same thing this week where we're going to have on Friday night, Bobby Rush is going to be coming to Max. We're going to have a free conversation with him talking about his career. He has a new documentary about his life coming out in August. So we're going to have the producer of that documentary speaking with him at the Max this Friday from 5 to 6. And then he's going to be performing at City Hall on Saturday.
Yes, man. You see how it works again, a God thing.
I know, it's a God thing.
You know, but at the same time, that comes with the director as well. Because when Miss Penny Marshall found out that we're making sure that everything was going to happen with Bobby, it was like, Terrence, let's get him in here the day before because we're already preparing for August when we come. But let's get him in here, man, and make it work. We have a conversation with Mr. Rush.
Yeah.
And then we come to the concert on Saturday night on City Hall Lawn. And also, you guys, Bobby Rush is the Grand Marshal for our 250 parade. That's right. The legend himself. He's the Grand Marshal.
We are so excited to have him. If you've not seen him perform or seen the energy he still has at his age, let alone any age, is remarkable.
Right, we're going to have to get Jerome to play a song for us here in just a little bit because I'm old. I like old school music, but I'm still like I'm a teeny bopper. Still at heart, you know, singing NSYNC and MC Hammer.
Come on, lady.
And Vanilla Ice lady. Just a few days
ago. Come on, lady.
You know, because I just had my birthday yesterday, and I was listening to the songs of my generation.
Yeah.
And so I think Bobby Rush is maybe a generation or two ahead of me.
Well, that's all right. We have all kinds of musicians planned. Both
oh,
at
my
the
gosh.
City
Jamal and Todd Tillman. One of my favorites. I actually got to interview the cover story with the Meridian Star on Daniel House.
Oh, man, that's awesome. But listen, you guys, our 4th of July event is going to be something that we have never seen. We've never had the opportunity to have Todd Tillman and Jamal Roberts on the same stage. We've never had it before. Mm-hmm. So we'll have Jamal, Todd Tillman, and like I said, Mr. Bobby Rush as our headliner for the 4th of July event that's going to happen this Saturday on City Hall Lawn. We'll also have our fireworks display on City Hall Lawn as well. So nothing will happen at Bonita Lakes, you guys. Our normal celebration that happens at Bonita Lakes has been moved to City Hall Lawn. So we'll open up at 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock with our Kids Zone. We'll have carnival rides. We'll have bounce houses. And we'll have food vendors and things like that. Then we'll push over to 22nd Avenue for our 250 celebration parade. And in our parade, like I mentioned before, Mr. Bobby Rush, he is our Grand Marshal. We'll have our veterans there. We'll have every branch of the military there. And we'll have our Daughters of the American Revolution a part of this parade as well. And soon after the parade, we'll go back to City Hall Lawn to get ready for our concert. And like I said, you guys, come up. This is a family event. Fill the streets of 22nd Avenue for the parade and then move over to City Hall where we're going to have this great concert and celebrate America's 250th birthday.
And if you're looking for something to do before 3 o'clock,
come on.
The Max is going to have Rising Stars Fife and Drum Band at Earth's Bounty on Saturday. We are still doing Earth's Bounty this Saturday, so that starts at 8 o'clock. As always, free admission to the Max every first Saturday. We're going to close early at 3 so that people can go from our events to
That's
downtown.
Collaboration too.
Again,
absolutely.
I also do want to give a shout out to the Mississippi Children's Museum Meridian. They're doing an event over there. I forget what it is, but it is an event for children. I think it's Stars and Stripes or something.
That's correct.
Yes, Sparks. Something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also know that is there something going on at Soule? Smithsonian.
He is doing something at the Steam Fashion where he's actually opening up where everybody can come in, and it's free as well.
And I know that's like in partnership with Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like called Spark or something. So I'm going to have to get him in here, Greg Hatcher, to talk about that. I also wanted to also say that on Friday night, the Meridian Blues are playing. They're going to be having fireworks and all of the fun things on Friday night. So, and you guys have the trolley.
Yeah, man. We have the trolley that's a part of the Earth Bounty every morning.
Right.
The trolley is taking its route around each museum and dropping people off and picking them up. So there again, there's always something to do in Meridian. You cannot say that there's nothing to do. Get in the flow of things, you guys. Find out what's going on and be a part.
I know. And so, you know, and because my show is sponsored by Visit Meridian, I encourage everyone to go to visitmeridian.com to research about everything that's going on. Go to the city's Facebook page. Y'all's Facebook page is populated with everything going on.
That's
the max.com. Is it max.com?
MSArts.org.
Okay, msarts.org. I was like, are you an org or are you a com?
Okay,
hold on, Shelly. You're plugging right now, so let Terrence get his fans out and plug.
Yes,
hey,
yes. Okay.
Hey, visit Meridian. This is Visit Meridian right here.
Yes.
So when you get hot this weekend, hey, we're going to fan the heat away. We're going to fan the heat away.
And I'm going to have Cornerstone Caregiving here in just a minute. We do a segment each week called Cornerstone Cares for Community. We're going to be talking about health and wellness tips to stay hydrated during these hot months. But that's also something that's really important. Make sure you bring your water. Can you bring your cooler on
Saturday? Going to allow coolers and things like that inside the area where we're actually doing the concert. But we will have cooling stations. Cooling stations will be provided because we're expecting it to be hot. So we'll definitely that, and as well as vendors. Vendors will be there selling refreshments as well. But we don't want to do that. And Shelly, Jeremy, let's delve into that just a little bit, okay? Because sometimes we don't understand that we can allow certain things into our event because of our sponsors. Our sponsors are actually providing us beverages,
right,
and they're providing money as well. But at the same time, we don't want to put on a Coca-Cola event and allow people to bring in Pepsi.
Right.
You know, we want you to take in the beverages from Coca-Cola. That's what our sponsor is, and that's right, what the event is sponsored by. So we want to make sure we do that. Sometimes that's just not communicated as well. And
right,
it's not that we don't want you to bring those things in. But for this particular event, we want to respect our sponsors.
Right.
And we want to make sure that you are taking in those sponsored beverages and refreshments.
Right. Right. And these vendors are using that as a mode of advertising.
Sure.
And to communicate, hey, our products are good. This is what we have to offer. You know, we have Dasani. We have Coke, Diet
That's
Coke,
right,
Sprite, you know, so you have to respect that as a business, you
Correct.
Know, and if it weren't for certain sponsors, if it weren't for these large sponsors, we wouldn't have these events.
You got that right.
In the city of Meridian.
Lady, you got that right. Shout out to our sponsors.
I mean, even like I was at the Meridian Blues game last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for sponsors on our radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my show is sponsored by Visit Meridian and by Cornerstone Caregiving. You know, that's important. We want to talk about those things. We want to talk about the great things going on in the city. I don't want to talk about the bad things
That's
going
right.
on in our city.
That's right.
Because I know at this point of our city,
mm-hmm.
there's way more things that are great
that
outweigh
right.
the bad.
You got that right.
And you know, you have those naysayers that are going to sit here and me, or as I like to say, my, you know.
Is that Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
You know, and so you're just like, you know, you get here, it's tired of hearing that.
That's right.
Wah.
That's
you know,
right.
and you want to hear fun, positive things.
That's right.
You know, and that's why I think it's so important when, you know, we have this great rebirth of Meridian
mm-hmm.
and we're, you know, as we say, momentum here in Meridian,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's music, that's arts,
that's right.
entertainment, that's
right.
restaurants, that's businesses, that's sporting events.
That's right.
It's everything encompassed. It's youth sports. I mean, state
sure.
games.
Sure.
You know, it's tourism. It is all intertwined together. And you have to have every aspect of that business
mm-hmm.
for you to have growth. You know, you have
That's
to have
right.
the banking world on the side so they can provide the loans. And you have
mm-hmm.
to have the entrepreneurial hearts that want to see growth. And you have to see those people that are going to support the rebirth
That's
and,
right.
and not have the wah-wah-wahs.
Because exactly.
those is what I find is those wah-wah-wahs are the ones that hold people back and hold cities back from
sure.
growth.
Well, and while we're shouting out people, talking about sponsorships and great things, the Max has had a promotion with Mississippi Power all summer.
Awesome.
In celebration of America 250,
yeah.
you can go to the Max. If you're a Mississippi Power customer, you can bring a bill statement, bring your Mississippi Power app, bring just something that shows that you're a Mississippi Power customer. And you can get in every member of your family for $2.50 a person.
Wow,
oh,
that's
wow.
amazing.
That is not a one-time deal. You can go to the Max 5 times a week with your family and get that deal. And that is June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's a cool place to go hang out.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not
yes.
in the heat.
Yes. Mississippi Power is a huge sponsor to the events on Juneteenth
right.
and 4th of July as well. So that's awesome, Jeremy.
Well, why don't you guys give us a shout out to all your sponsors if you can. I know keeping up with sponsors is hard sometimes. But, you know.
Sure.
Because
we can run these
you're just
off,
appreciative
Shelly.
For all of them, you know.
Sure. For me in the city of Meridian, what we've been doing the last couple weekends, First Mississippi Bank, Mississippi Power, like we said, Citizens National Bank. Bank, the EF Young Foundation, Magnolia Distributing, Mitchell, I'm sorry, Magnolia Manufacturing, Mitchell Distributing. And you're talking about people who are always supporting what's going on in the city and wants to be a part of what's going on in the city. And with our banks, even going back to the Black Business Expo, and to have our banks present to let those Black businesses know of people who are interested in starting businesses, that they have these different loans and things available for small businesses if you are interested. And they're there on hand to tell you about those things. So again, community working hand in hand. Then going back to the Max, I recorded my project early this year, my blues project, right here in Meridian at the Max in the Governor's studio. When we're always talking about moving to a Nashville, an Atlanta, a California, wherever to record, we can record right here in Meridian in our studio right here at the Max. So I was very intentional about what I was doing because of, there again, community, something positive to talk about, something positive to let people know who did not know that this exists. It does exist, and it's right here, footsteps away from your house.
Right.
And we are going to be opening up the Governor's Recording Studio in July for workshops and recording. So stay tuned to our website. We're going to have studio workshops. Learn
Jerome, I want you and I to go to one of the audio engineer. And I know, Jerome, I want to give a plug. Jerome graduated from Meridian Community College. We hired him directly from Meridian Community College to be our board op. He graduated from the broadcasting
Media production
from Meridian Community College. And here Jerome is. He's never allowed to quit Super Talk ever again. He never quit. He just took another job. I told him he's never allowed to do that ever, ever, ever again. But, you know, so, you know, we have people. We hired an audio engineer right from Meridian Community College. You know, I'm self-taught. So, you know, me going to an audio engineer class would be so fun for me because I love producing. It's become one of my passions, you know, and so the fact that we have producers here, like myself and Jerome here in the city, you know, that could, you know, really kind of fine tune our skills. Are you going to have an audio engineer class?
So I'm not sure if that's in the summer, but we have had those throughout the year. We normally do those for youth around spring break, and then we'll have some, if not including audio engineer.
I can get a fake ID that says I'm 18. I'm 18.
Stop it.
We'll let you in.
Stop I'm just kidding.
But there again, you're taking what's in the community and you're putting it to work right here.
Right.
You know, you're investing right back in the community.
Right.
And that's what makes the difference.
You know, it baffles me, Terrence, you know, how much homegrown talent we have here in the city and how much, you know, we have in Mississippi. Alana Sparrow Broughton, she has a song that's called like she wrote it, and it's about Mississippi Mud and about how like all of these artists are developing and they just develop like you would mold mud, you know, and it's like there's something in the clay or something in the mud. And talk about another great person. You know, she does so much for the Jimmie Rodgers Foundation and she's doing a great job. Don't know if you're listening, Alana, but I'm giving you a shout out. But, you know, and embracing our artists of all types. You know, people think, oh, Jimmie Rodgers is just country music. No, Jimmie Rodgers is encompassing all music and all genres. So that's what I love about, you know, the evolution of the Jimmie Rodgers Foundation. It's grown so much over the last five years.
I agree with you. And there again, we always talk about the history of Meridian, and Meridian is rich in history and culture.
Yes,
very much so rich. And as we celebrate America's 250 and talking about where we've come and measuring where we started from to where we are, I mean, we have accomplished a lot, and there's a lot to be proud of right here in Meridian that has come out of here and that has made an impact on this country.
Right.
You know, the 2025 American Idol is from Meridian, Mississippi, and will be on our stage once again on City Hall Lawn this Saturday. Come on, you guys. Come on. That's America right
And
there.
Todd Tillman with The Voice. He
with
won The Voice.
I mean, right here from Meridian. From Meridian. That's something to be proud of.
Jeremy, you look like you were like just dying to say something.
Well, I was also going to throw out, while we're giving, you know, shout outs to artists, we're going to have Rising Stars Fife and Drum Band at the Max.
They are fantastic. I've seen them. They are awesome.
If you went to the Mississippi Arts Entertainment Hall of Fame ceremony in January of last year, they played during that ceremony. So
they were amazing.
We're very excited to have them. We're going to have them during Earth's Bounty on Saturday. So again, this is totally
I'm going to come just
free.
For that.
Totally free.
What time?
It's going to start at 11 a.m. Okay. It's going to run to around 12:30 or 1. They're going to perform inside, and then I'll just say, to give us some wiggle room on To Be Determined, that may go inside to some degree as well. So just come check it out. It'll be a really cool experience if that part ends up happening. But I will say, either way, it's going to be a great live performance in the courtyard, and will prime you for the rest of the day downtown.
They are amazing. When they came on during the Hall of Fame production, I was just like, oh my gosh, they just gave you chills. There was another band that was a married couple that War and Peace. Was it War and Peace?
I'm not sure.
They
were
at the Riley Center a while back. But another African-American male-female duo had an orchestra with them. Oh my gosh, gospel, all of it. It was amazing. And so the concerts we're bringing to the Riley Center, the concerts that we're bringing here for Full Moon on 5th, the concerts the Max brings, Jimmy Rogers, I've gotten more musical enrichment from being here in Meridian. I mean, gosh, we had Air Supply.
Yeah, right?
I mean...
Okay.
You could not ask for more talent. And I mean, and I can tell you, they were phenomenal. I still listen to them every day because they're just like happy music.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, we just have so much going on in our city. It's incredible.
And one more thing I'll add, if you want to have some greater perspective on Mississippi's influence in music, Saturday... speaking of Rising Stars, one of the members of Rising Stars band, Sade Thomas, her grandfather is a legend in Mississippi music, Ortho Turner. Sorry. We're going to be airing a clip from an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood upstairs in the church for free. It's going to start on the 4th and it's going to run throughout July, that shows one of the members of Rising Stars, her grandfather, on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood showcasing their music. So that'll give you a greater perspective of, we've been showing up and showing out for decades. We've been on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, our state, representing our music and our talent.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So you can come upstairs, check that out, then come downstairs and see the lineage of that music still being performed. So just gives you a greater appreciation for the state.
That's awesome.
One thing I love, and I was just thinking about this, I was like, we don't have a history museum in Meridian, really. But then I was thinking, you know what, the Max really... is our history museum.
Yeah, it's that time capsule.
I mean, it's sure. Just, you know, and it shows the progression of so much. And arts, you know, through the arts is how we capture history.
That's right.
You know, and through different art styles and folklore and poetry and music. I mean,
absolutely.
It's incredible.
And exposure to the arts gives you the education that you did not know. I mean, Jeremy just shared something with me right now that I did not know. But being exposed to that, like you said, the lineage of, there you go, man, Mr. Rogers, really? Come on.
And that one example is what we try and do at the Max, where we're not just a history museum where it's living in the past. It's, we're showing you the past. We're showing you the people who are influenced by it right now. And we're shining a spotlight on the Jamal Roberts, the Terrence Davises, who are out here making music in our state right now. And we're hopefully inspiring someone who's going to be the next person to do that. We've had people go to our audio engineering camps, and then they end up performing downtown, or now they're a name. So people who have come to the Max have left inspired and have started to develop talent that may wind up with them in the museum one day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Full circle.
I'm thinking right now about Daniel House, you know, and I remember when I interviewed him, you know, he just picked up a guitar one day and just started playing. You know, now he's in Nashville. He's traveling all over the Southeast. Jax Moore is another person that, you know, the first time I ever saw him perform is when he performed at the Temple Theater for Live from the Temple, which was for us, you know, to do a fundraiser called the Temple Theater Restoration Initiative, something like that. You were kind of a part of that original event that we did. And, you know, so, you know, restoring the temple, that's a whole nother can of worms for another day. But, you know, Jax Moore's in Nashville now trying to make it big. So I can't even think of all the folks.
And you guys, I remember the first time I heard Jamal. I heard Jamal in church. It was the very first time I heard Jamal Roberts in church. And soon after, we were preparing to do David Ruffin's street renaming and the David Ruffin Star at the Max. Again, let's look, you guys see it? Community, full circle, right? So I chose Jamal to do the David Ruffin tribute right here at the Temple Theater. So there again, you see Jamal on the Temple Theater stage doing the David Ruffin tribute. Years later, Jamal on the American Idol stage performing a David Ruffin song, and now back. You guys see the full circle.
It's
like amazing. And Jamal coming back even to the Max and doing different things to, this summer that we had there with the choir that
he did.
I mean, there again, it's so much to be proud of about what's coming out and what's going out and then coming back to the community and pouring back in.
Absolutely. Let's take us a quick break and we'll come back. Well, actually, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back and we'll close out our wonderful weekend. Remind our listeners when we get back about everything going on here in the Queen City.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
America's turning 250, and Meridian is celebrating like never before. Downtown Meridian on the 4th of July. A patriotic parade, national recording artists, and one unforgettable fireworks finale in the city of Momentum, Meridian, Mississippi.
Have you seen MCC lately? We've been hard at work creating spaces where you can play, learn, and grow. Every detail is designed with you in mind, so that you can feel at home while reaching for your goals. Because at MCC, we're more than a campus, we're a community. And the best part, we're just getting started.
Did you know more than 62,500 people in Mississippi are living with Alzheimer's? While over 109,000 caregivers dedicate nearly 168 million hours of unpaid care every year. This is Megan Plan with Cornerstone Caregiving, and we know firsthand how overwhelming navigating care can feel for families. That's why we're committed to helping connect our community with compassionate care, support, and local resources when they need it most. To learn more, connect with us over at cornerstonecaregiving.com or give me a call at 601-685-3366.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you deserve a seat at the table. That's why we offer personal and home loans that are easy to apply for.
We'll help you qualify.
Own your own home with a mortgage, pay off creditors, or prepare for the future with a personal loan.
Or get low-rate refinancing.
We will help you qualify even if you've been turned down. Sit down with First Mississippi Federal Credit Union today. One credit union can make a difference.
Mississippi's oldest live music scene rocks. Come to downtown Meridian for national touring acts at two landmark theaters. Enjoy family-friendly festivals and block parties year-round. Check out our music trails and the museum that honors Jimmy Rogers, the Meridian native who invented country music. See up-and-coming talent at the Full Moon on Fifth Outdoor Concert Series or jamming in a brew pub. Great food, craft beers, art, and live music always on tap in historic downtown Meridian. Go to visitmeridian.com for more information.
And welcome back, Meridian, to Grind, Grace, and Growth here on Supertalk 103.3 FM. And we've had a great show so far, guys, today. We've had Terrence Davis and Jeremy Solly with us. And now we've added another person to the pack. It is Megan Plan with Cornerstone Caregiving. But Jeremy, I know you've got to step out here in just a minute. It's been too much fun. Time flies when you're having fun.
I know. It's been so much good stuff to share this morning.
So let's remind our listeners what's going on at the Max this weekend.
Sure. So we have Bobby Rush Friday at 5 p.m. doing a conversation that's free and open to the public. And then you can come to the Max on Saturday morning for Earth's Bounty Farmers Market. Free admission to the Max from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. because we will be closing early. And we'll have Rising Stars Fife and Drum Band doing a performance at 11 a.m. And that is also free and open to the public. So come enjoy some free events. And then go on down to the city for all they have planned for the 4th.
And Terrence, do you want to remind our listeners what y'all have going on?
Yes,
everything
ma'am.
You can
and
think
after
of.
After you have visit the Max and visit the Children's Museum for free, come to City Hall Lawn for free from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock with our Kids Zone there on City Hall Lawn. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll come on to 23rd Avenue for our 250th celebration and parade. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll go back to City Hall Lawn for our festival concert. And we're looking to have Mr. Daniel House, Todd Tillman, Jamal Roberts, and our headliner, Mr. Bobby Rush, who will also be at the Max on Friday night. So we want to see you guys this Saturday. It's going to be a whole family time the whole day. So make sure that you guys come out with the family and enjoy as we celebrate America's 250.
It's so exciting, 250. You see it on everything. You know, it's almost, and it almost makes you want to wear your red, white, and blue every day.
You should. You should.
And show your community and you show your patriotism. Jeremy, thank you so
thank
much
you,
for coming. Coming
right.
on the air, you're great.
Thank you. I'll
and
see
you're
us
welcome.
At the max.
They need him at the max, Shelley. They
know.
Need him at the max.
The world will fall apart without Jeremy Solly.
Hey, I hope you're listening this morning.
Thank Have you. A good day, buddy.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you for all you do. We appreciate you.
Okay, so whoever says that there is absolutely nothing to do on a weekend in Meridian was definitely lying.
Come on, yeah. young lady. Come
on.
I know, right?
Come on. This come sounds away. Like a jam-packed weekend.
Well, that's what we were talking about before you got here. Megan, is that there's so much to do within our city and that we're tired of hearing those people go, mah, 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 you know, because it's the naysayers, you know, get out there and experience the city events.
That's right.
I will tell you that sometimes I get tired and I have to stay home mm-hmm. because I've been attending all of these events mm-hmm. and they're all fun. But, you know, I'm also one of those people, I can only handle so many people at one time.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
and especially when you throw kids into it. You know, mm-hmm. I take my kids anywhere. I love spending time with my kids and getting my kids to experience new things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I like to spoil my children with events and mm-hmm. memories mm-hmm. and time together as a family because those are things that they won't get back.
That's
you know,
right. That's right.
And Megan, I know you do the same as well. And Terrence, I mean, you've mm-hmm. done that with your kids all the time.
All the time. And we just want to remind everybody, you guys, last month, Meridian was just inundated with little kids with state games.
I know.
If you go wherever, the restaurants, hotels, whatever, kids are from all around Mississippi, right in our city. And last year, we also learned that there were families who were actually scheduling their family reunions around our Juneteenth. They were actually putting on their schedule to come to Meridian to be a part of our community because of the festivals that we are actually yeah. putting on. So people from the outside is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They're watching and looking as well.
Yeah.
And they're coming into our city, taking advantage of the things that are happening in our city. And we want to make sure that our community know these things and know that people on the outside, they want to be here.
Yeah,
they want to be here and be a part.
They do, and we have the capacity to be able to, you know, come overnight
right.
and stay. We have
and
the 3-foot hotel.
Right.
We have the Holiday Inn. We have the Hilton. We have the Drury. And four really nice hotels that I can think of off mm-hmm. the brand new mm-hmm. Holiday Inn that's right, you know, at the end of mm-hmm. Selma. Oh, my gosh. Help me out here. oh, my gosh. I can't
the Boulevard.
The Boulevard.
22nd Avenue.
Yes.
22nd Avenue.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes. The gateway to the city. That's
right,
what
right.
we like to call it. The
Sela
gateway
Ward.
To the city.
Sela Ward.
Yes. And like, I should know her. She is such a staple. And so we're so grateful to her for all
yes.
the things she's done for our city. But, you know, with all of this growth that we've also had, you know, we still have, you know, and this is also pertaining to you, we still have an elder population, though, too,
oh, yes.
that has we have a lot of things to do for our elder population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like we have the Velma Young Center mm-hmm. and we have the Meridian Activity Center. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about those centers, Terrence, if you want to get involved, if you're retired and you need something to do.
Right. It's amazing. If you just go to our Park and Rec, well, go to the city webpage and go to the Park and Rec department, you'll find out these things that's happening with our elderly centers, like as you stated. And there's a lot of different functions that happen at the Velma, and people are coming in every day to do something. I know for a fact our bingo is just blowing out. Our bingo with the Boys and Girls Club as well as with Velma, people are showing up and they're winning nice door prizes, but it's something for the elderly to do, you know.
Let's
and
just
it's
call
awesome.
Them older. Not older? Elderly. Older.
Okay, sure.
Not elderly. Because, like, I mean, I guess I don't want to, I'm getting older. I don't ever want to be called elderly, you know? Older. Older people that don't have, that are not working or that need.
That wiser community.
The wiser, yes. The people we need to learn from. Exactly. And, you know, and Terrence, I don't know if you know this, but Meg, I actually have 18 years of medical experience, medical sales, okay. and elder care experience. Older American, older American caregiving experience.
Okay.
But Megan works with Cornerstone Caregiving, and we both work with the Alzheimer's Association, Mississippi chapter. And that's something that we see is that staying engaged in your mm-hmm. community mm-hmm. is so vital. Correct,
that's right.
Megan?
Yeah. I mean, and just talking about whether it's like local events we put on here through Visit Meridian, or it's the Alzheimer's Association, or it's local businesses. I mean, we need to take some sort of pride in our community, right? And it takes community buy-in for things like this to keep happening,
right.
Sure. And for things to change, right? I mean, this is what you're doing every weekend by hosting these events and having these headliners come in, is to draw attention, build pride here in Meridian to be able to continue doing this for generations to come. You know, and so that's the same thing with the Alzheimer's Association. You know, we're buying into it by trying to put on big headlining events, like partnering with the Meridian Blues to do a Purple Out game, or having the Preserve at Meridian do a Hope on Wheels event. Because naturally, and the Chin event,
we had
the Montgomery Institute put together a big health fair, because nowadays, I mean, that's what drives people getting connected, is having events, having people talk about things. And I always encourage, you know, because obviously our older adult population, I said it correct to you, thank you very much. Older adult population doesn't have the same means as all of us do. So I always encourage, like, loved ones, families, granddaughters, kids, get them connected in those Facebook marketplaces and calendars and all sorts of things that are going on. I mean, because that's how we hear about it nowadays, is social media, you know? And that's one thing that our older adult population doesn't have the same aptitude to get to,
like
we do.
That's right.
So it's just trying to get everybody plugged in equally.
Now, I did want to ask you a question, like, as far as handicap access to city events. I do know you guys have a golf cart and a tram. If someone needed handicap access or transportation, how would they arrange that?
Like, now, transportation, if I'm not mistaken, there's an Angel Network. I think it's the new transportation here in Meridian that you can call them to actually get them to bring you to the events. No. But we encourage everyone who needs a wheelchair to enter on 7th Street, City Hall, because the way the sidewalks are actually made, it's accessible to the lawn that way. On our 6th Street side, it's not, because there's so much curbing, but we encourage everyone to enter on that 7th Street side, because it's more accessible to, and we make sure that we have those restrooms on that side as well, because, you know, it's easier to get to because of the curbing, the cutting that's on the curbs for wheelchairs and things like that, for them to access restrooms and access City Hall lawn. So 7th Street is very important to them.
I love that.
7th
Street, yes. 7th Street, go there, be square. You know, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm glad you asked that question, because I think in our older generation's mind,
it can be intimidating.
It's intimidating. They're scared. Yeah. They're like, it's not going to work for me. Like, you know, I'm at this age in this vulnerable season of my life where my body doesn't work the same way it used to. Mm-hmm. So now I'm confined to a walker or a wheelchair or a cane. And they just feel like they have to naturally isolate themselves at home because they don't think that it's going to be okay for them to go.
That's the inclusion.
I know. Yeah. That's the worst thing, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to feel included,
I totally agree with you guys. Last year, you guys, we were so proud when we talk about inclusion. We were so proud to team up with The Spot. We were so proud to team up with them with our candy crawl and making sure that they had a space where they could come and be a part of this huge event that we have every year that brings 3,000 to 5,000 kids downtown trick-or-treating. But last year, you guys, we actually made a spot, an area just for them. And the love, the smiles, the energy that was there, you guys, nothing but God, like you said earlier.
Nothing but God.
And I know that Candace Coker, who is with The Spot, they're doing a great job.
Great people.
On, you know, getting the word out there, being inclusive of special needs, not necessarily sensory. You know, there's so many different types of special needs, and then there's the special needs that you can't tell.
That's right.
Like autism, you know, or even ADHD. And you know, I'm ADHD, and I get overstimulated very easily, you know, and so you have kids that don't know how to necessarily stem correctly, you know. And so, you know, I know, like, with Lean on Me Jubilee, which is coming up here, what a great event. Megan, I don't know if you've ever worked with the Lean on Me Jubilee, but same thing, you know, the very first hour of Lean on Me Jubilee is for The Spot, and they really try to focus on letting these kids make those memories and get enrichment. You know, and if you haven't heard of Lean on Me Jubilee, I like to call it like a community fundraiser, because it's one cause. All of our local nonprofits that apply to be part of Lean on Me Jubilee, it's a multi-nonprofit fundraiser.
That's right.
And bringing light to the community. I know the city of Meridian is a huge influencer of the Lean on Me Jubilee.
Again, last year, Director Thompson and the mayor, we made it our business to say that exactly what you just said. making sure that everybody in the community is touched. And the mm-hmm. and the city itself is doing something to incorporate what we're doing in our vision to making the momentum grow as we're doing different events to make sure that we're including them.
Right.
We had the conversation again with Roger about the Sukanachi Review. I love to go see it because there were so many of our older audience that was there, but the music they remember were actually being sang on the stage, and it was something for them to get out and take part in. And no, it wasn't something that was very expensive, but for their pocketbooks that was expensive,
right.
But it was affordable. That there's a time to come from where you are, come out, go to the Temple Theater, enjoy some real good music that you're familiar with, and then go home and talk about it. So there again, that way of life, or that quality of life of offering something else to them in that manner, I think is grand. I think it's beautiful.
And it's just to think about. I mean, like, we're doing all these events, right? We've had the Jimmy Rogers Festival. We have the Meridian Blues, who, you know, originally were the Meridian Blue Birds. So our older generation has already had this experience.
I didn't see.
Yes. they've had these experience of experiencing Meridian in their time,
right?
When it was booming and they got to experience it all like us, like we're doing now. And now we're starting to recreate that, bring it back, bring life back into the city. And it's so important to have them included in seeing that, you know, in fruition.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
So I love that you said that, because to me, you know, I talk about inclusion all the time. And you're right. It can be for so much more than just our older generation. It can be for sensory deprivation, people with handicapped disabilities, things that we don't see. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just as easy as like having headphones, mm-hmm. you know, at some of your concerts to allow mm-hmm. some of those families who have kids who can't be in loud noise mm-hmm. environments. Mm-hmm. You know, there are little things like having accessibility from 7th Street.
That's right.
And the bathrooms right next door
That's right.
To allow people to be mm-hmm. able to experience those things. And it's our job to get the word out there more than just what we're doing with folks our age or our mm-hmm. friends or our social media. It's tapping on those people who don't feel like
Well, community is a community, you know.
Yeah.
And a community is supposed to encompass all the people.
There you go, Shelly. There
all
you
the
go,
people,
Shelly.
And like just what you said, all the people in the community. And I know it's not just the city's job though. It's everyone's job too.
It's our job.
You know, it's our job. Yeah. And you know, I could go on about this for so long. I guess you could say about how proud I am of where Meridian is right now.
Sure.
I've been here for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
Terrence.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved here, there wasn't really anything to do.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, Craig Wilkes started, you know, Earth Bounty.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really early on. Earth Bounty was like the first community event that mm-hmm. really started to pave the way for all of, and that was really when I started to see the revitalization happening. And then they started fundraising for the Max, mm-hmm. and then they started fundraising for the Children's Museum. And then, you know, we had the 3 Foot Arts Festival come mm-hmm. back, and
That's
then right. we had the 5920 Music Festival, which I don't think that goes on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jimmy Rogers mm-hmm. came out of mm-hmm. the woodworks and exploded again. You know, so it's been baby steps, but you know, for a long time, everyone was kind of not working together.
Right.
It was this nonprofit and this nonprofit, and everyone was just, you know, trying to do their own thing and fundraise their own money, and you know, and then the city versus whatever, and it was not
copacetic at all, right? Mm. I say that every day.
It was not
day.
Pretty, yeah.
Right.
Like
right.
it's community over competition. You know,
oh.
I love saying that. Yes, write it down, Terrence. It's honestly one of my favorite things, just because
you
in the line
you
of
you will see that again, young lady.
Well, because it's just like I think about it every day in my business, right? Like there are so many different home care options. There are different resources for our older generation. And sometimes it can feel like we're all pitted against each other when in reality, we all offer something unique and special to take care of somebody.
Well,
I
want to give a shout out because you called me last week and you're like, Sharisa Shirley with Home Instead sent me a few referrals. That's a competitor. For Cornerstone Caregiving. But there was a need that Sharisa could not serve. So she called Megan to say, hey, can you serve this need or this potential client that is out of my scope. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's
because she put community over competition.
Exactly.
She chose that she wanted to fulfill the need of the client and making sure that they got the best of what right. they needed. And so she went out of her way it's instead of saying, oh, compassion. No. Mm. Compassion, yeah. Instead yeah. of saying, no, I can't help you, I'm sorry. She said, no, I might not be able to help you, but let me get you somebody who can.
That is so powerful.
And that is so
that
powerful.
That is powerful for sure yes. because, again, you're putting yourself to the side and putting the community ahead.
Right.
And many times, you guys, we're unaware because we don't live it.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, we don't know what this person is going through, that one, because that's not our life. But
right.
when we become more, I just objective to what's going on with other people and what they're dealing with in their lives, then we can make room
right.
for what their needs are and then make sure that we nail it.
Yeah. Right,
sure we nail
right.
it. I like that.
I mean, I just remember when Megan called me and she told me that, or maybe Sharisa called me. I don't know. But I was just like, wow, that's awesome. Because I used to work in hospice and I would do the same thing, hospice and home health. But, you know, these are very competitive markets. You know,
sure.
the medical field, older American care is a very competitive field. But it also is so important that we take care of our older Americans. So we can, like you said, they have so much to bring. You know, mm-hmm. I love sitting down with someone that's older than me or interviewing
sure.
someone that's
for
older
sure.
than me and hearing their story, because those stories may not be recorded. They just like what we do with Ken Rainey
mm-hmm.
every week mm-hmm. on All About Country, just like what we do on Forging Alliances, where we are interviewing people about their experiences. Now, maybe not necessarily here, but Ken Rainey's is all about, it's not just All About Country. It's more like all about Meridian, yeah. you know.
He's a walking history book, right?
He is, you know, and we have it recorded. We have it archived, you know, and the Temple Theater, you know,
yes.
in itself,
yes.
you know, how many times have you heard stories of people about when they were going to a movie at the Temple Theater, which is why it's such a gem, which is why it does need some work and love mm-hmm. and it needs a lot more than Band-Aids.
Exactly. And you guys, yeah. when you talk about the temple, you're going to hit my heart too, Shelley.
I know. That's why I said it.
You guys, because you guys, that's where my career started.
Right. Yeah.
That's where my career started. On the Temple Theater stage is where I met a MC Hammer. That's where
too
I
legit.
Met an MC Hammer.
Too
and that's where
hey.
MC Hammer met a Terrence Davis and said, hey, come and join my Busted Capital label in California. And my life took off.
Right.
But it was right there right. at the Temple Theater, you guys.
Right.
So there again, these gems that we have.
Right.
You know, these history capsules that we have,
right.
you know, are still very much important to our community today.
Yeah. And I know Shelley's about to say we're wrapping up soon. So I'm going to
we have 3 minutes.
I'm going to give a plug and say that, you know, we're talking about history here. Right. That's what we bleed here in Meridian. Come be a part of it. Right. You've got the big events these weekend. Free.
Yes.
Don't tell me excuse.
Yes.
You can't get out when it's free.
That's right.
OK.
Make sure you hydrate.
Make sure you hydrate. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be a hot weekend. But like you said, we've got great sponsors that put together these events and back you up to give you those refreshment stations.
Mm-hmm.
And offered a bunch of different things there. But yeah, come be a part of the history. I try to tell people all the time, like, have some buy-in in our community.
Yes.
We want
yes,
things to
good.
Take off, right? Mm-hmm. We want the blues games. We want all these fun activities.
There was no one it's last night at the blues.
I know. I was just about
and
to
I
say that.
And I threw the first pitch. It was there to watch.
So sad.
No, my son actually threw it.
Shelley was looking for her big moment of fame last
yeah,
night.
No, not really.
But like, I look at these games and like, yes, they'll have big nights like 4th of July. With fireworks mm-hmm. and I'm sure it'll be popping, but it takes consistency.
That's right.
You have to show up to every little thing you can. Come support. You know, people don't see it as like a simple lemonade at Earth's Bounty goes mm-hmm. so far.
It does.
Right?
Yes, it does.
I
yes,
mean,
it does.
Every dollar, every minute spent, every inch that we put into this community goes back in a way.
Every time that you support, that gives that small business an opportunity to go further.
Right.
Because my vendors do not want to come to an event if nobody's there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
because if nobody's there, I'm not going to stock this food truck up to
right.
come cook food for there's no one there.
Right.
So I want to be in a place where I know that the community is coming out. I know that I'm able to promote my business,
right.
promote what it is that I'm doing, and make sure I go further. And like you said, consistency. That's mm-hmm. the key.
Well, Ken Rainey is the best at saying it. If you don't support local musicians and local events, they'll stop happening.
You're right.
I mean, how many times have you said, like, man, I really loved that sandwich shop, and then you go and it's gone, and you're like, wow, why did they close? Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably because I only went to that sandwich shop once in a blue moon. You know what I mean? Like, that's my responsibility. Like, if I'm going to love something, I've got to pour back into it, too.
That's right. That's right. You know? If they thought enough to invest in our community to come, we should think enough at least to support it.
I know. Right? I know. Busy Biscuits. Sorry, quick shout out. I'm going to give it to her because I visit her all the time.
Those savory biscuits. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not letting that one close down. So.
Listen, I sure hope my wife is not watching because I'm diabetic, but I go over there and get a biscuit.
Taryn, she's going to kill you.
Don't tell her, Shelly. Don't tell her.
Biscuits are good. Just told the whole world.
The biscuits. Hey, world, shh. And but the biscuit is good.
And I want to give a shout out to next door. Is it Champs Country Club?
Yeah.
I have not tried it. I've not been there yet, but it looks, I picked my head in there and it looks like a blast. Yes. It's like golf simulators and things like that. Okay. So it looks like it would be a lot of fun. So,
yeah,
and they have things going on, but I'm just so excited. And the town of Marion, and we're about out of time, they're getting a park, wow. The town of Marion is. So shout out to Larry Gill. We have a lot of great things going on in our community. Terrence, it's always, you've been on 2 days in a row, buddy.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
You're great.
Meridian, come out and let's celebrate America 250 this weekend.
Exactly.
Thank you, Shelly.
And Megan, we got 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, and if you haven't visited our website before, go ahead and visit cornerstonecaregiving.com. Or if you ever have any questions or want a local resource, give me a call at 601-685-3366.
All right. Bye, guys. And go to visitmeridian.com.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.